Welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel 107.5 FM Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel 87.9 FM Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with The Trenches by Pop Evil. It is Turncoat Tuesday, and it's the first day of August 2023. It's 12:04 Pacific Time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program, and listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 667-770-770. 1530. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 667-770-1530. Then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you're going to have to punch in *6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. It is currently 77 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the High Cascades in northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of 88 degrees for the Klamath Basin and a low of 64, so it's warming back up, which just excites the hell out of me. Let's see. So we're going to go and go through our break, and then you guys get on your climbing boots, get out your ice axes, and let's get ready to gain that moral high ground, shall we?
The course in Hallelujah. I went to night school for the blues. Well, I took some stuff that said would cool ya. But nothing seemed to light my fuse. But it goes in the mail, like the check that's in the mail. Was a dog with the glass. I was an old hound dog, just loved to shake his tail. Until I met a sign lady who taught me how to see.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT,
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5
Micro FM,
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you The Word from the Trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
All righty then. Let's go for that moral high ground. See if we can find any mistakes in what these perfect people are doing in these perfect fucking positions. Because we're up against some stiff competition for that high ground. Everybody knows it. Again, happening now, according to Hunter Biden's business partner, Devon Archer, President Biden was on the phone and pushed the brand while talking to Hunter's foreign business partners, and the FBI still pushed for him to become president. Well, and... I mean, fucking what the fuck? If you looked at the top of this page at Hunter Biden with the little fucking six-year-old girls dressed up like prostitutes and the crack cocaine, that, I mean, shit, fuck these son of a bitches. And it has the, actually, I you guys on the phone won't be able to hear it, but fucking it has the, where Biden is talking, you know, he's tough talk. We'll try it and see what happens if anybody can hear it on the phone lines or not. There's no reason for son of a bitch, you got fired. I mean, he's talking about it. He said, if you don't have this guy out of here in 2 hours, the money's not coming. And son of a bitch, he was fired. What do you know? World Health Organization, breaking news, at least 4 people shot in Mississippi. That's a fucking, oh hell, in the whole state of Mississippi, that's all that's been shot. Uh, See, it's, again, Devon Archer's testimony destroys key Biden narrative, reveals Biden family brand kept Burisma in business. No shit. No fucking shit. Nobel Prize winning scientist gets canceled for rejecting man-made climate change census. That's worth reading. I mean, it's got a video in it, but it has the dialogue also. Nobel laureate Dr. John Clauser, known for his work in quantum mechanics, has been denied the opportunity to speak at the International Monetary Fund, IMF. Who in the fuck are they to fucking tell anybody? I mean, where's their fucking authority over anything but their fucking corporation? You motherfuckers are going to keep it up, you fucking banksters, cocksuckers. You're going to be fucking pushing up daisies. You are in violation of the fucking law. You are not the fucking law. You are not the goddamn fucking monarchies of old. Keep trying it, and you're going to end up like they ended up, with your fucking head rolling down the goddamn basket. After expressing dissenting views on climate change. He spoke the truth? You mean you can't? The CO2 Coalition, a nonprofit organization advocating the benefits of carbon dioxide, made this announcement following Clauser's remarks challenging climate change during a speech at the Quantum Korea 2023 conference in Seoul, South Korea. Nobel laureate physicist 2022 Dr. John Clauser was to present a seminar on climate models to IMF on Thursday, and now his talk has been summarily canceled. Yeah, because you ain't going to get to tell. You tell the fucking truth, you're under fucking attack. You tell the truth to the point we tell the fucking truth, you'll know what a fucking attack is. The CO2 Coalition said in a statement, according to an email he received last evening, the director of the Independent Evaluation Office, the International Monetary Fund, Pablo Marino, had read the flyer for John's July 25th Zoom talk and summarily and immediately canceled the talk. Technically, it was postponed, the statement added. Dr. Clauser, whose pioneering work on quantum mechanics led him to recently win the Nobel Prize in Physics. I mean, this is what's this guy know about anything? Is best known for his contributions to the foundation of quantum mechanics. In particular, for Clauser, Horn, Simonon, Holt, equality for the first experimental proof that non-local quantum entanglement is real, Friedman Clauser, and for the formulation of the theory of local realism, Clauser Horn. His biological entry on his website states, together with the 1969 CHSH prediction, the 1972 Friedman-Clauser experiment he deemed sufficiently important that has now been repeated by others literally hundreds of times in a wide variety of configurations at many laboratories around the world. His biological overview adds, it is now commonly performed by students in undergraduate laboratories as a part of a standard physics curriculum. It is also widely considered to be for quantum mechanics what Michelson-Morley experiment is for special relativity. Nonetheless, Dr. Clauser was canceled for sharing his views on climate change and on the rampant misinformation about it spread by major media outlets. I don't believe there is a climate crisis, Clauser said. The world we live in today is filled with misinformation. It is up to each of you to serve as judge, distinguishing truth from falsehood based on accurate observations. Well, the Ministry of Lies doesn't think so. You know, your information is withheld from you. But when they withhold the information, you see only one fucking viewpoint, and it's coming from the fucking goddamn people who are stacking the cash up. I guess you can kind of figure it out from there. According to the CO2 Coalition, Clauser has repeated this view in the past. In my opinion, there is no real climate crisis, Dr. Clauser said. There is, however, a very real problem with providing a decent standard of living to the world's large population and an associated energy crisis. The latter is being unnecessarily exacerbated by what, in my opinion, is incorrect climate science. The CO2 Coalition shared a portion of an email with Clauser, adding the organization after learning addressing the organization after learning about the cancellation of his speech and the email. Clauser expressed that he was informed of the decision by Marino, presumably an official for the IMF, who in the fuck you, get out of our lives, IMF, you banking motherfuckers. You fucking nobody son of a bitches. You put your pants on one leg at a time and you'll go on the ground just like anybody else. You fucking treasonous pieces of shit. You will never own us. You will never enslave us. And you'll never own what belongs to us because we're taking it fucking back. Who cited concerns that Clauser's technical expertise might be too complex for him to comprehend. In response to the incident, Dr. William Harper, one of the CO2 Coalition founders, expressed strong disapproval, labeling it disgraceful act of silencing Dr. Clauser's voice. Climate experts in 2022 published peer-reviewed research in the journal European Physical Journal Plus that demolished several unsubstantiated claims about apocalyptic climate change that have flourished in the mainstream press. I mean, you know, what the fuck's it take? I mean, that Kerry Cox, Secretary, isn't L.A. and the whole fucking California, the whole West Coast supposed to be underwater by now? I mean, you come out and you tell a fucking lie like that. You talk about Goebbels. You talk a lie, tell a lie that fucking big and fucking anybody ever listens to you ever again? Well, yeah, I guess it's just fucking propaganda, huh? Looking at a natural disaster since 1900, looking at natural disasters since 1900 show in figure 8, a small, very small number can be observed since the middle of the last century when a sudden growth begins, which stops towards the end of the 20th century to give way to a trend marked by a slight decrease, the author stated, and it tells you why. This trend is very strange. It is possible that natural disasters essentially appeared towards the middle of the 20th century and that they showed such dramatic growth until the end of the century, the author asks. It should also be noted that this trend is a first sight consistent with the growth of the global temperature of the planet. Now relevant to the analysis is this is statistical fact that deaths from natural disasters have declined 99% from a century ago. So regardless of the various reasons for that fact, it is dubious that the world is suddenly confronted by the existential danger of climate change. No, it's not changing. It's about fucking money. Everybody, we know what it's about. They want to charge us for the fucking air we breathe. They think this fucking earth belongs to them. They're going to find out that 6 feet down it does. The authors further show that one major reason for the increase in data points for many studies is that technological advances have increased the capability of nation states to report on weather events and natural disasters. Yeah, they report. It's just like we said, you know, before on other issues, if they want to, anything that comes up to their agenda, all they have to have is somebody on the spot and fucking, oh God, it's happening everywhere. It's just, no, you're just reporting it. There's more reporters. You're going after it. You're showcasing it. In support of the interpretation, there is also the growth of earthquakes shown in figure 9, which should have nothing to do with global warming, which presents a temporal trend similar to that of all other natural disasters, the author adds. So what it is, you know, you got a zillion places to fucking report. The things that weren't reported before are reported now. And so, oh no, it's just like the coronavirus. You know, fucking, it was influenza. If you call influenza coronavirus and report a lot, we have a pandemic, and we can change the fucking world to a fucking communist, fascist, fucking capitalist fucking goddamn empire based in fucking Ukraine of all goddamn places. In our opinion, this confirms that the main reason of the increase in the second half of the 20th century is growing reporting capacity of individual states, and that since the capacity has stabilized on a reliable level, the number of disasters has become stationary or has even gone down. The study continues, it's the same phenomena already observed for hurricanes and tornadoes. The groundbreaking study appears to corroborate this over-reporting problem. Corrupt climate stations, the U.S. The official U.S. surface temperature record remains fatally flawed, has uncovered shocking results. Approximately 96% of U.S. temperature stations used to measure climate change failed to meet the acceptable and corrupted placement standards set by the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. They have their own SWAT team, by the way, and they're all got arms. The research conducted by the Heartland Institute utilized satellite and in-person surveys to assess NOAA weather stations contributing to the official land temperature data in the United States. The study reveals that an alarming 96% of these stations, that's 96% of these stations, are affected by localized urbanization effects, leading to a heat bias due to the proximity to asphalt, machinery, and other heat-producing objects. This violates NOAA's own published standards and raises concerns about the accuracy of long-term climate warning trends in the country. This is about fucking money. And they're going to push this propaganda bullshit until somebody fucking blows them out of their fucking boots. You're not getting nothing else from us, you son of a bitches. The only thing wrong with the fucking weather you have caused, your fucking chemtrails, burning holes in the fucking ozone. I mean, this is Jew as it gets. I fuck it up and then blame it on you and then give you the solution by fucking you up. Heartland Institute senior fellow Anthony Watts, who directed the study, expressed his concern with a 96% warm bias in U.S. temperature measurements. It is impossible to use any statistical methods to derive an accurate climate trend for the United States data from the stations that have not been corrupted by faulty placement show a rate of warming in the United States reduced by almost half compared to all stations. On page 17 of the report, a chart presents 30 years of data from NOAA temperature stations in the continental United States. The yellow lines depict temperatures from non-compliant stations near artificial hotspots. The red lines show the official adjusted temperature released by the NOAA. The blue lines represent reported temperatures and trends from compliant stations. The aggregate data from complaint station shows, what the fuck is this? Let's cross this off your list. Windows is continuously improving and update our normal part of keeping running. No. Leave me alone. This seriously undercuts the prevalent bias in the mainstream media supporting global warming. Alarmism. These findings call for urgent action and greater adherence to scientific standards and climate data collection. The planet is a relatively low global temperatures and carbon dioxide levels in Earth historical terms, according to peer-reviewed temperatures data published by researcher C.R. Scotis, and carbon dioxide data published by R.A. Brenner of Yale University in the data set GeoCarb 3. According to these data sets, the Earth's current carbon dioxide level of 240 parts per million compared to the levels of over 2,000 parts per million in the Mesozoic area and over 4,000 in the Paleozoic area. The Earth's average global temperature is approximately 13.9 degrees Celsius, according to the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Association. Compared to nearly 22 degrees Celsius, the peak temperature prior to the current quaternary ice age, extending through much of the Mesozoic era and again through periods of the Paleozoic era. Life on Earth flourished both in both of these areas. Despite much higher carbon dioxide levels and much higher average global temperatures, the carbon explosion of life roughly 544 years ago initiated with some of the highest global temperatures and carbon dioxide levels in the historical record. Thus, it is not far-fetched at all to claim that higher carbon dioxide levels can correlate with a flourishing of life on Earth. Certainly, an esteemed scientist such as Dr. John Clauser should be free to express his opinion. Fuck, none of us are free to. I mean, what would make this guy special? You tell the fucking truth, you get they try to take your fucking ass out, they remove you. They control the ministry. You're not passing the fucking mustard with the goddamn Ministry of Lies, are you? Shocking photos lay bare New York's migrant allergies. Sickening, man. The streets are... What the hell? Shocking pictures have laid bare New York's migrant crisis. They're not fucking migrants. This is a fucking invasion. Get the goddamn dictionary out and look it up. This is not migration. When you come to some place unlawfully, that is not migrating. That is invading. And the goddamn armies of this country scattered around 190 fucking countries working for the fucking United Nations fucking mafia need to be here on our goddamn border and stopping this fucking invasion. Or we need to fucking do it. We know we have the right to stop people from invading our fucking country. This goddamn country's starting to look more like fucking Mexico every day. You go into any town and fucking, I mean, goddamn, I've been down to Mexico. I know what it looks like. And they think that Southern Oregon is fucking Mexico. I got news for you, son of a bitches. It ain't. Migrants crisis after dozens of people were seen sleeping outside the iconic Roosevelt Hotel, which has reached capacity since being turned into a designated center for asylum seekers. However much it costs, man, take care of these motherfuckers. Forget our people living in the goddamn streets. Forget our people living under underpasses. People who can trace their lineage back to before the beginning of this fucking country. Migrants lined the streets at 46th and Vanderbilt as commuters made their way to work on Monday morning. After thousands of asylum seekers, I love the way they keep changing the shit around. No, they're illegal aliens. They are invaders. You ain't gonna change that. We know what the fuck they are. We're bussed in by southern conservative governors, and I hear everybody saying, yeah, talking about Texas and the asshole down there. They're busting them up into the place. Where you're paying to bus them, asshole. And the people where you bus them to, they're going to have to pay to take care of the son of a bitches. How about you bus them back across the fucking border? How about that? Can't do that. We got no room here. Bye. No, we got no room for American nationals anymore because these son of a bitches are taking everything we fucking have and we're sitting here letting it happen. The Roosevelt Hotel, which was shuttered 3 years ago, is one of the several hotels that were transformed into emergency centers at the city's struggle with an influx of migrants. New York is bound by decades-old consent decree. What the fuck is a consent decree, people? That means a consent decrees are made by tyrants in a class action lawsuit to provide shelter for those without homes. Never cared about goddamn Americans, man. Before we came up with these, until it got to the point to where nobody could deny it, Did they give a shit if you starved to death in the street? Hell no, they didn't. This is recolonization. This is what happened to the Indians, man. We're all the Indians this time. And we're not, at least the first fucking Indians got up off their asses and fucking said, no, we can see what you're fucking doing. We're not fucking blind. You can tell us one thing. That's why they call them fork tongues, because you lying son of a bitches. New York is bound by a decades-old consent decree, huh? The Roosevelt Hotel and others which have become hubs for refugees are within walking distance from Times Square. See, this is what they're really worried about, because they're starting to pile up next to the fucking, their money-making places. The World Trade Center Memorial Site and the Empire State Building. But rooms at the Roosevelt where only migrant families have been staying, only migrant families. They're not migrants. They're fucking invaders. And a goddamn American national who can trace their lineage back to before the beginning of this country can't stay there because these fucking unlawful fucking goddamn invaders, they get fucking, this is your representation, people. This is how they represent you. Have been staying, have already filled up, as the city says, more than 93,000 asylum seekers came through the intake system last spring. See how they went? I mean, just how many years ago was it? I mean, they were illegal fucking aliens. And every administration was going to secure the border. How many times did I hear that over my fucking life? This has been the plan all along. And just like when I was watching the fucking armies of the fucking Middle Easterners marching into fucking Europe, I'm sitting there going, these people are just standing by and letting this fucking happen. Are they out of their goddamn minds? And now there's parts of their own goddamn country they can't go to. And there's parts of our country we can't go fucking go to. These motherfuckers think they're going to take this shit from us. And if we don't get off our asses, they are fucking going to take it from us without even fucking fighting. Some of the thousands of migrants who have arrived in New York City have been bussed in from Florida and Texas as the state's conservative. You're still spending the fucking money. We're still fucking paying for their fucking lodging. I mean, you think that they're not getting federal fucking grants for this shit in New York City, too? They'll just hand them more fucking digits on the computer. You ain't doing it. Throw them out of the fucking country, Texas and Florida, if you fucking mean it. Call up the fucking militia and tell them to get these fuckers out of here. You have the authority under the fucking, if you went to your fiduciary position and you put your other hat on, not your hat that says fucking goddamn government motherfucking lapdog, the one that says representative of the people, even your administrative admiralty fucking authorities grant you the right. This should be being handled by the army, a real army, but we don't have an army, of course. We have a fucking military, which we pay for, which belongs to the United Nations and is used to go around the fucking world before the corporations and relieve people of their resources. I mean, I've said it before, you find a goddamn diamond, you find a piece of gold, you find some oil, you better keep your fucking mouth shut, because they're going to be along to help you out real fucking quick. And that IMF is one of the fucking worst. They're the ones that fucking took all the shit from fucking Africa. These fuckers think they're the goddamn, you know, fucking, goddamn kings of old, you know, Alexander, fucking goddamn Pompey, and fucking name it, Roman, son of a bitch and bastards. But they think, you know, royalty, Edward the Longshanks. I mean, these motherfuckers think that they fucking own fucking the people and the fucking land. It's their fucking land, and you're fucking something on it that they fucking own because you're goddamn goyim, because they're all fucking Jews. They, you know, they hid it for a long time, but man, that video we had up at the fucking Masonic lodges with the fucking King of England sitting at the head of the fucking table, that kind of showed it all, didn't it? And you wonder why his motherfucking, administrative admiralty fucking judicial system fucking won't let you fucking live and fucking can, you have no fucking rights. You have the rights of a piece of property because that's what you fucking are to that son of a bitch. That fucker needs to go down. He needs to be hung. Your fucking monarchy needs to go, England. If you fucking can't take care of it, we have to come take care of it. It's not going to be fucking pretty. You better get off your fucking asses and take that son of a bitch and deal with him, because we're through with him fucking in our shit. Cities should share the burden. You betcha. Texas Governor Abbott. Fuck you, Abbott. If you had any fucking balls, you'd be throwing them back over the fucking border. The border's on the fucking, it goes on the Texas goddamn border, doesn't it? Take your people down. Let me see you throw some of them fuckers back across there. Never. Because then the money stops flowing from this multi-billion dollar fucking industry, just like the multi-billion dollar industry for cutting up little fucking kids while they're still alive. It's industry. It's commerce. Fuck you. We do not live through commerce. We are not commerce. We are not fucking property. We are free individual nationals. Our goddamn rights are absolute, and our authority is absolute. If we just get off our dead asses and fucking take them 10 fucking articles and force them son of a bitches with a attitude of zero tolerance to fucking tyranny in this country, we got to do it. We got to have the moral high ground. How do you get the moral high ground? By letting them cut up your children? That don't work. I mean, they must have got it somehow. I mean, these are the people you're competing for the moral high ground with? Really? Abbott, you fucking traitor, you piece of shit. You don't impress me one bit, you fucking Trump-tard motherfuckers. Now go for this shit. Either way you go about it, you're paying for it, ain't you? Even if he shifts them out, you're paying for it, aren't you? He's not taking them out of this fucking country. They're not going to leave this fucking country. I told you that when Trump came out and said he was going to throw every one of them out. I told you, fuck, he will not throw one of them motherfuckers out. They threw a handful of fucking murderers, rapists, and what might have you out of this country. But you know what? When his brother Biden got in there with the big stockpiles of fucking munitions that fucking Trumpy had fucking accumulated for the big sell so they could cut up the fucking cash in Kiev, When he got in there, man, he set airplanes down, and we paid to fly those murderers, those fucking child molesters, those fucking the worst of fucking thing you can think of, to fly them back here, give them fucking a goddamn place to live, pay for their fucking food, and we sat here like fucking goddamn idiots. Florida's Governor Ron DeSantis has flown about 85 migrants to Massachusetts and California. What'd that fucking cost? You're paying to fly them to another fucking state? Hey, that fucking same airplane ticket could have went fucking south and put them back across the border, couldn't it? Couldn't it? But you're probably, oh, DeSantis, I'm going to vote. I'm vote DeSantis. He flowed him into Massachusetts, California. That teaches him shit. I'll take federal dollars and ship them right fucking back to you, and you know it. This is just a game that you play. You can say, we're doing something about it. In Florida, DeSantis, we're doing something. I vote. I said, well, I'm doing something about it. So you really can't get on me. I can, you fucking traitor. You fucking piece of shit. You go and you participate in these corporate fucking occupational fucking elections. You're a goddamn traitor to this country and to the fucking supreme, superior, absolute, unalienable law of December 15, 1791, you motherfucker. And everybody's going to, hey, when this shit has to happen, it cannot not happen. And when it does, every one of you motherfuckers is going to answer up for your fucking complicity in this fucking treason. You better know that. Anyways, we better take a break. Oh, what a day. We'll be right back.
Hey,
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
When we hit West Memphis, there were blue lights in our rear view. Gotta get down, gotta get down to Arkansas. Having so much fun, and it's probably a little bit against the law. All the boys and the girls down there sure know how to have a ball. If you wanna get down, gotta get down to Arkansas.
You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon, 97624. Your contributions are appreciated and needed. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 12:41 Pacific time, and that, of course, was Chris Stapleton with, you know, that song is truly irrelevant to the date. I mean, I remember the days when, you know, when I was young, you hit a road trip, you know, a bunch of dudes get together, fucking five or six cases of beer and, you know, go around a few fucking states. I mean, just raise some hell, you know, or go out and have some fucking fun. You don't do that no more. Nobody has no fucking fun anymore. These motherfucking sick in the head son of a bitches want everybody to be like Winston in 1984, walking around with the same fucking coveralls on, never fucking speaking, but what is politically correct. And I don't look at a fucking woman. I mean, they, you know, they talk about partying and shit. Don't look at a fucking woman because you don't get to get a woman. This is what the kind of control that these fucking freaks would like to have over us. This is what's going to get them fucking killed. Because we have fucking guns. Anyway, we had the invasion here we were talking about, you know, and I say the same, still say the same thing. How come you're, hey, Abbott, how come you're not throwing them out? You're supposed to be the governor of the state of fucking Texas. They're crossing the Texas fucking border. Don't you have control over your own fucking borders? No more than, you know, if they pump the federal money in there, to pay you, you would keep your fucking mouth shut too. You fuckers are trying to sell us a goddamn pig in a poke. You're not doing any goddamn thing about this fucking invasion, and you're not going to do anything about this fucking invasion. Too much. It's a goddamn industry. Who's making? Think of these hotels and think of the fucking religious fucking organizations down on the border stacking up the fucking cash by helping the fucking invasion into our country. Sooner or later, we have to do something about this. They'll be sleeping in your fucking living room. You understand that? Do you care? Let's see what else we got here. Illegal drugs, fuck, why not? I like this one. Now China is funding American public schools. I see all our money is going to the UK, so we got to have the Chinese over here. People, I don't know what else anybody can fucking say. If you cannot see that this is fucking a takeover of your fucking, taking everything you fucking have, I mean, and the only way they can take it is through taking your fucking rights. By you not fucking enforcing your goddamn rights. That's the only way they can do it. You have to let them. And we're just fucking letting them. I don't understand the fucking concept here. What if you can get through your day and make your fucking bucks for that day, then get into your fucking comfort zone for a couple of 3 hours and go back out and fucking slave like a dog again for another day. Everything's good with you. China is funding American schools to the tune of $17 million. Yeah, it has been revealed with Republicans. Now, see, Republicans, you had to throw that in there. No, they're all together. They all shit through the same hole. It's them and us. Until we get that through our fucking heads and you people quit worshiping goddamn gold and silver and worrying more about your gold and silver than you do about your fucking children or the sovereignty or your fucking liberty, we're not going to get no goddamn where. Now, probing the disturbing donations. Going to fucking China. God, when I was young, something like this would come up. They'd have tore this goddamn country down to the fucking ground. They would not have stood for it. Are we becoming weaker? Are we becoming pussified through something they're feeding us? I fucking feel nothing but anger. I want to fight these son of a bitches. But if I'm the only fucking one doing it, it can't be done. One man can't do this. I guarantee fucking to you. One motherfucker cannot do this. If one motherfucker could, I'd already done it and be dead and be done with it. The report by Parents Defending Education states that the close coordination between the Chinese Communist Party. God damn, man. I had two brothers, you know, that served in Vietnam. One on the aircraft carrier on the Enterprise, and yeah, there was an 82nd Airborne, and they were over there fucking communism. I mean, when you talked about it at school or anywhere, anybody said, goddamn reds, better red than dead, kill those son of a bitches, goddamn communists. And now you find out all these years later that while they were over there to keep the spread of communism from reaching our shores so we'd have to fight it here in fucking Illinois, they already had the Communist Party fucking operating. I mean, it's all been one lie. Clear back to fucking World War II with fucking Gracie, what was his name? Nobody's listening. Might as well hang up. With the goddamn Lend-Lease program. At any rate, we're the ones that made our enemy fucking the Soviet Union so that we could have a Cold War so that it could still $5.5 trillion fucking dollars handed over to the goddamn industrial war complex. This was the end all war. Couldn't have a war because you can't win it. In the worst case scenario, they push all the fucking buttons. You push all the buttons, everybody dies. That's why this shit in Ukraine, you know it's shit. It cannot be fucking accomplished. The Soviet Union, might as well call it is the Soviet Union. It's always been. Russia cannot be defeated. They have enough fucking arsenal to blow up the fucking planet. So do we. But these are just empires, and they're not fucking, like when you see the video of fucking, they're in the Ukraine, and they show the United States video right next to it. We look like fucking Mexico used to look fucking to us 50 years ago. I mean, it is fucking unbelievable. And they got beautiful fucking streets. That's where they had shovel ready projects. All right. Only they weren't in this fucking country. Our country, the fucking infrastructure is falling the fucking part. We have been betrayed beyond betrayed. And that betrayal is meant to fucking bring this fucking, the greatest nation to ever fucking exist down to the ground. Why? Because the people have that fucking Bill of Rights. You cannot fucking beat that fucking Bill of Rights. The Bill of Rights proves every fucking bit of what we've been saying, that this has been a fucking fraud every inch of the way. What they did with as rogues without fucking jurisdictional authority. And the people, we didn't stop them. We didn't fucking stop them. That's on us. That's all we can say. Everything, I mean, where do you draw the line to where everything that happens after this date, it's on us. I mean, it should have been taken care of generations ago, I grant you. But there's never been people informed to the point that they are now. If you don't know about this fucking shit, you don't want to know about it. So it's the buck stops here. I mean, either we fucking do it or fucking drop to your goddamn knees and learn to kiss fucking rings. Learn how to be a fucking good goddamn slave. Learn how to be a fucking king worshiper. You know, fucking the guy who, my king's the best. He owns me. I mean, fuck, they come in and fucking press you into their fucking army so they can go fight another fucking king, supposedly. And in the middle of it is the church fucking piling up the fucking gold as they try to pray their way out of fucking purgatory for the fucking evils that they're doing. It's laughable if you look at history that they actually did this shit. They're going back to it. We're fucking letting them. Confucius classroom, that's what they're calling it. And U.S. schools to establish Confucius classrooms has historically included 143 school districts in 34 states in Washington, D.C. They have fucking schools. They've told you, we're going to come, the Chinese are going to come here and they're going to be your fucking overlords. Oh, they're not, banks. They got their own goddamn banks here. They are going to take this United States and it's going to be fucking ran by fucking Chinese. If you don't get off your dead fucking asses and fucking start killing these son of a bitches. I mean, you got the sorting just to get through the millions of fucking illegal aliens in this country. The invaders. How many fucking armies are behind your fucking lines? From fucking Afghanistan, seasoned fucking soldiers for 20 fucking years. And fuck, they owe 30,000. Let's bring them over here and just, you didn't hear no more about it. They are building armies behind your fucking lines. I mean, the United States could never be taken conventionally. Never. It had to be taken from within by fucking treason and duplicity. And we're letting it happen, people. I mean, it's a sickening fucking thing. But I mean, a lot of people are waking up. Don't get me wrong. I think everybody fucking knows what's going on. It's just picking that point where are we going to make our stand? When are we going to say no fucking more? Another step. I mean, quit walking out the door with them fucking guns to go and armed protest. It was an armed protest. They didn't even have their clips in it. When are you going to go out the door with that fucking gun locked and loaded and ready to fucking kill and go take care of this goddamn problem? You have the right. By our law, by our written, ratified by the representatives of the people, law of December 15, 1791, you have not only the right, you have the fucking duty. Do you care about your children? Do you care about your grandchildren? What kind of world are they going to be left to live in? Do you want your grandchildren? Think about your own child, or depending on how old you are. But your little child, I mean, like these little girls in that fucking thing up on top that I have to look at every day, of that son of a bitch Biden with little six-year-old girls dressed like prostitutes with cocaine. So can you see your little girl like that? Can you see that happening to them because you think it can't happen? That's what they plan to happen. This is like fucking Rome. It's like the Roman Empire. Decadence, beyond decadence. It's like fucking Germany under the Weimar Republic. Fucking goddamn cross-dressing or whatever the hell they call it, drag queen shit. People boogering little children on a fucking sidewalk. I mean, you don't think these people are capable of this shit? Look at your fucking history and don't just look at the fucking bubblegum book that they fucking put out for you telling you George Washington was your buddy. Look at the real fucking history of the, not just this country, but of the world. Look at what they have done in the past. And you think they won't do it again? You think they don't crave doing it again? They've had to be stopped brutally with fucking arms and fucking ammunition and fucking people giving their lives to stop it, to make it stop. And you get it stopped and they start it right back up again. And now they got the United States fucking corporation empire of Khazaria. Okay, they're setting you up, man. I just want to ask you guys, which among you could watch them fucking rape your child right in front of you and then know that they're going to take them after they get done raping them, they're going to take them over to a facility and chop them up alive? Who among you could do that? And if you can't do it and you know what's going on, what the fuck? Can you look yourself in the mirror? Can you sleep at night? Because I sure as hell don't. I feel cowardly because I ain't doing something more about this. What can we do? We only have one thing left to do. Enforce that fucking law with our goddamn guns. And I mean locked and loaded, pull the fucking trigger, drop the son of a bitch and go to the next one. It has to happen, people. It's going to happen. I mean, at some point, there's only so many people you can run over, and then you're running over people that won't be run over. And it's going to happen at some fucking point. And the longer we wait, the more of us that have to die. And you can't even think it in that context. Well, the law is probably being a couple million. Yeah, it probably is going to be a couple fucking million of us dead. Why? Because we waited. And you can keep going back through the goddamn centuries and the decades, and fucking you can find out if we took care of it way back then when the problem first fucking started with Abraham Lincoln. If they would have, the people had just said, fuck this, wait, hold it, my fucking northern brother, hold it, my southern brother. He's violating the fucking Bill of Rights. They're trying to create a fucking empire here, an international empire, so that they can take our rights away from us and make us goddamn slaves. Now take that fucking gray uniform, toss it in the fucking trash bin. Take that fucking blue uniform, trash it, throw it in the fucking trash bin. Let's put on our fucking regular clothes, grab our fucking guns, every goddamn one of us. How would that have worked out? And went to Washington, D.C. and hung that son of a bitch out in the public fucking square until the burrs pecked his fucking meat off his bones and his bones stopped in the streets and the dogs hauled him off and made the message clear. We will not be fucking conquered by fucking lies and duplicity. Abraham Springsteen was a goddamn railroad lawyer. He was a fucking elitist. And the whole goddamn war of northern aggression was fucking just exactly that. The people who were fighting in the South thought they were fighting to save their rights. The people fighting in the North thought they were fighting to save their rights. It was never about fucking goddamn color. It was never about fucking caring for anybody. It was about individual freedoms and liberties. And both sides thought they were fighting for, how can you both had it? You had the Bill of Rights. Why couldn't you sit down and say, yeah, they're trying to fuck us out of this. You see right here? Yeah, they're trying to fuck us out of this. Yeah, I see it. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And threw those uniforms off and went down there and just fucking kicked their fucking ass. Got rid of them. Think of what it was. Pardon?
It was making all of us slaves. That's what
goddamn right. That's what it was all about. It made equality all right, equally enslaved. And then the 14th Amendment behind it took our thinks. I mean, they're acting like they had the authority to create the 14th Amendment, but the 9th article fucking says they cannot never have any authority to touch any of the rights in the Bill of Rights. And they knew that. The people had to fucking know it. Right then and there is when the people fucking put on this, but everybody was, they didn't have the communication we have for sure, but goddamn it, they should have been able to see it. I mean, you know, one thing you don't never hear talked about when you hear the civil rights, the movies, or the documentaries or anything is that fucking Bill of Rights. Just like you're not hearing it talked about today. You show me where they talk about the fucking Bill of Rights, because the Bill of Rights would have forbade there ever being a fucking civil war. We already had the fucking law. And if it was about fucking slavery and it was black, white, blacks own whites, whites own black, it wasn't no goddamn fucking skin pigment fucking deal. There was slavery in this fucking country, but could there be with the Bill of Rights enforced? No. All the people had to do is to say, we're not going to, I don't have to worry about opening up more slave states and cutting my fucking throat so I can't, so I'm dropped to the level of a slave, because we're not going to allow the fucking slavery. We are going to enforce the Bill of Rights, which says there can be no slavery. And even like during the 60s, the civil rights movement, civil rights come from the fucking government. That's why that you had to have that 14th Amendment. That was their enforcement mechanism, but they can't take the fucking Bill of Rights away. It's the only ratified law that's ever existed in this goddamn country. And that 14th Amendment is a violation of that law. Creating it and implementing it and continuing to implement it is an ongoing fucking fraud. It can't be argued otherwise, plain and simple. And we know it. That's the terrible part. And like I said, like back then, you watch the Civil War movies. See if you ever hear anybody talk about the fucking Bill of Rights. You won't. It's just like today, what is going on? What is central to what is happening right now? The Bill of Rights, the people's authority under the Bill of Rights, the fact that we're not being represented by this fucking, these interlopers, this goddamn corporation, this goddamn standing fucking army. We're not being represented in any fucking way. The whole Federalist fucking thing was a lie, just like the Anti-Federalist said it would be. We're sitting about right where the Anti-Federalist said we would fucking be. And still nobody's talking. Why won't they talk about that Bill of Rights? It reads real clear. I mean, you start reading it and asking questions. I mean, just as simple as fucking asset forfeiture, the fifth article. No person shall be deprived of life, liberty, or property without due process of the law. And the due process is outlined in the fucking rest of the fucking articles. But first, you have to go get that fourth article fucking warrant, and you better have an affidavit attached, because somebody's going to stand responsible for this fucking arrest of a person or property. And then if it's a criminal, civil criminal matter, then you got your goddamn... your preliminary process through the grand jury, where you have to take the proofs that you got before a guy can be fucked with and have his freedom fucked with. You have to show that there is a goddamn reasonable. If it would be what the standard for a grand jury is supposed to be, is if this person that you're being charged didn't put up any defense. Could he be convicted? Would you convict him? You look at what they got there, and if you say, I couldn't convict him on that, they have to fucking turn it down. You say, if he put up no defense, yeah, he could be convicted, then you have to have a trial. But then that don't mean that you're going to fucking automatically lose. That's the standard we're posting. It's not supposed to be some DA coming in there and going, I want this guy here indicted, and then bragging about it in the papers. Oh, to us, it's like ordering a hamburger to have somebody indicted. You understand what our forefathers thought about that shit, about that admiralty shit? Indicting somebody was like ordering a hamburger? I mean, how far do they have to look down their goddamn noses at you before you fucking whack them in and give them a bloody nose? There's a lot to fucking think about here, people. And again, what they're doing now, you're not seeing the Bill of fucking Rights being addressed in it anywhere. If you did, you'd, like I said, ask that forfeiture. You cannot do that. Why? Because it violates the law. Does it violate the law? Yes. Can anybody argue that it does not? Yet, nope. Nobody can fucking argue that it does not. This gun control bullshit, does it violate the second article? Abso-fucking-lutely. There's nothing past that period. Anything you do to fucking hamper or bother me in my fucking exercise of my fucking second article right is a fucking infringement. It is a goddamn disparagement. It can't be argued. They cannot argue it. That's why they can't bring it up. It's just telling us that we're going to take that fucking authority from you. And that's the people who started the goddamn thing, that started this fucking country. We're the people who were not going to be made fucking slaves by these goddamn aristocratic motherfucking international bastards. And either we take these fuckers on, or you fucking look your children in the eyes and tell them why you won't. because there's, I mean, you're out of fucking excuses. I'm sorry, but, you know, that's enough of this shit for me today. At any rate, you know, think about it just a little bit. I mean, in the Civil War, they no mention of the fucking Bill of Rights. And even when, you know, when you do watch a Revolutionary War, like a series of, and then they had a Bill of Rights. They didn't, they never go into it because they, these fucking aristocratic, fucking international Jew motherfucking Zionist pig shit eating fucking pedophiles have had this plan for fucking ever. They want their own little corporate fiefdoms here. It don't matter what part of the world you're from. You can be a Mason, a Chinaman at the same time. You can be a Mason, but they've had their ground troops here, and that son of a bitch that was on that video the other day. Oh, the Masons and the, he's talking about the Masons and the Jews joined together. Yeah, you fucking goddamn right. And easily fucking proven. It's right in your fucking face. And people are starting to see it. And that's what's scaring your fucking ass, ain't it? But I tell you what, you will push this too far and it will fucking bust open. And when it does, I hope I get to see what happens to your fucking ass. I hope I get to be a part of what happens to your fucking ass. And that is the word from the trenches.